Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Gusto ni Australian Ambassador to the Philippines, HKU, ang Pasko sa Pilipinas. Sabi ni Ambassador Yu, tumatak sa kanya ang Paskong Pinoy, lalo ang pagmamahalan at pagkakaisang nakita niya sa pagdiriwang ng mga pamilya at ng mga magkakaibigan.
Those two Christmases that we spent in the Philippines, it was made extra special with our families joining us from Australia and elsewhere in the world. And being able to receive the warm hospitality of some of our Filipino friends. You know, they throw the best parties with great food, with lots of Christmas carols and singing and dancing. So, you know, how can you not like Christmas in the Philippines?
Katunayan, ang lahat ng kapaskuhan sa panahon ng kanyang termino sa Pilipinas bilang embador, ipinagdiwang ni Ambassador Yu sa Pilipinas.
What I love about it, Filipinos really know how to do Christmas. As soon as you get into your Burr months from September, you see beautiful Christmas decorations, you see the festivities just in the air.
Pero hindi lamang ang Pasko ang kinagigiliwan ni Ambassador Yu sa Pilipinas. All year round, napupukaw ang atensyon at nagugustuhan ng embahador ang maraming aspeto ng buhay Pilipino.
Can I just say, it's been brilliant living in the Philippines. My husband Fergus and I love our lives in the Philippines.
Nangunguna sa mga napapansin ni Ambassador Yu sa Pilipinas ay ang Pilipino.
Seriously, the best asset of the Philippines is its people. So we really love everything about the Filipinos who are friendly, engaging, and can I just say also really smart. I don't recall having one boring conversation with any Filipino that I've engaged in while living in the Philippines.
At mayroon siyang special memories sa mga Pilipino.
I'd have to say it's Iloilo. Because of what happened while we were there, we held one of our Friendship Day celebrations in Iloilo. And as part of that, we actually did an exhibition of photographs that linked what was referred to as Manila men to Australia. These were pearl divers who went to Australia as Australia's pearl industry opened up. And they went to different parts of Australia and was actively involved in local communities. And for that exhibition, we had one of the descendants of the original Manila men who actually came from Visayas, Iloilo, joining us. And I remember the moment when this descendant just broke down in tears, being so touched by the work that was done to connect, you know, his ancestor back to Iloilo from Australia. So I must say that actually was such a touching moment.
Marami ng lugar sa Pilipinas ang napuntahan ni Ambassador Yu, mula sa Ilocos Norte, Abra, hanggang sa Marawi City sa katimugang bahagi ng bansa. Sa pagbisita niya sa Abra, nalaman ni Ambassador Yu na siya ang kauna-unahang ambassador na dumayo roon, ayon daw iyan sa mga lokal na opisyal ng Abra. Mayroon namang Philippine trait o Philippine influence na gustong ibaon ni Ambassador Yu kapag natapos ang kanyang termino sa Pilipinas. Hangang-hanga raw siya sa resilience o katatagan at sa pagiging puno ng pag-asa ng mga Pilipino.
I've seen the Philippines really grappling with some major challenges. And throughout all of that, what's impressed me the most is how resilient and positive people are. I mean, just recently, in 1 month, the Philippines had to deal with 6 typhoons. Anywhere else in the world, it would be quite acceptable for people to complain, feel really dark about what was happening. But not here. You know, the people just get on with things. They are so positive. They are so resilient. And watching all of this unfold has actually had a huge impact on me as a person. And now I think I'm actually a much more grateful person. I know that no matter what challenges or disasters that I face, I've seen Filipinos do it, so I can do it too.
Ang sariling buhay ni Ambassador Yu hindi rin naging madali noong lumipat ang kanyang pamilya sa Australia mula sa Korea noong bata siya. Dumaan din daw siya sa mga pagsubok.
I moved to Australia when I was 11 years old. As a newcomer to Australia with no English, you know, there were times when it was really, really tough.
Pero naitawid niya ito at napagtagumpayan.
But Australia is a wonderful country where everyone is given a fair go. And if you work hard, you get rewarded. And as a result of that, as a young child in a new country, I worked hard and I was rewarded amply. Although I was a new Australian to a country that I've never been to before, I was so accepted, embraced, and I was always given a fair go.
Isa ito sa mga inspirasyon ni Ambassador Yu na nagtutulak sa kanya na magpatuloy sa kanyang tungkulin sa kabila ng mga pagsubok. Bukod dito, mayroong isang hindi malilimutang guro sa Korea, si Ambassador Yu, na nagudyok sa kanya noon na maging isang embahador.
When I left Korea at the age of 11, my then primary school teacher actually said to me that I should become an ambassador one day, someone that can build bridges or become a human bridge, in fact, that connects people together, cultures together, and countries together. So one could say that I probably always carried in my heart that I would like to become a public servant one day.
Salamat sa kanyang guro at salamat din at napagtagumpayan ni Ambassador Yu ang mga pagsubok sa kanyang kabataan. Ngayon, bilang isang kinatawan, ipinupursige niya ang maraming proyekto para lalong mapagbuti ang strategic partnership ng Pilipinas at Australia. Kabilang sa mga bagong proyekto ang pagbubukas sa Manila ng Australian leisure and home brand na Anko.
The launch of Anko has been a huge success. I myself, you know, walk past the shop number of times, and every time I've been there, it has been just so busy. And in fact, I think they're actually struggling with keeping up with the supplies because things are getting just basically sold out so quickly.
Priority rin ang pagtutulungan sa larangan ng education and skills.
There has been more than 15 memoranda of understanding signed between Australian education providers and Philippine education providers. Those MOUs will enable joint degrees and joint certificates so that Filipino students can actually study partly in the Philippines and then go to Australia to finish off the degree or the certificate, which will then allow them to have qualification in both our countries.
Passionate si Ambassador Yu sa pagsusulong ng mga karapatan at sa pag-unlad ng mga kababaihan at ng mga babaeng leader sa lipunan.
Women make up 50% of the world. Without fully tapping into those skill set and talent in the 50% of the world population, we are never going to be able to actually address the challenges that we face.
Mahalaga sa Australia ang gender equality sa pagpapayabong ng kanilang partnership sa mga bansa. Kabilang ito sa mga tinitiyak ni Ambassador Yu sa mga proyekto sa mga kababaihan sa Pilipinas.
Another thing that I think is really important is that we have to continue to work on changing the really deeply seated and accepted social norms around the role of women versus the role of men. This is not going to happen overnight, but we have to keep at it.
At sa nalalabing mga buwan ng posting ni Ambassador Yu sa Pilipinas, Nangako siyang pag-iibayuhin ang mga opportunities sa trade and investment sa ugnayan ng Pilipinas at Australia.
So I have been really focused on helping the Australian businesses become more aware of the opportunities here, working with the Philippines to get the ease of doing business conditions and other incentives even better. And of course, you know, Australian government with its launch of the Southeast Asia Economic Strategy to 2040, they're actually even helping the Australian business with not only identifying opportunities for investment, but actually helping them with tools so that investing in the Philippines can be easier.
Ang lahat ng ito ang inaasahang tututukan ni Ambassador Yu sa 2025. Pero bago ito, tuloy pa rin ang pagdiriwang ng Pasko sa Pilipinas ni Ambassador Yu.
Well, I would say to all Filipinos and Australians, make sure you enjoy your quality time with your family and your loved ones. That's what Christmas is all about. You know, whether going to the beach and having an Aussie barbecue or, of course, traditional mass and Noche Bueno for Filipino families. But of course, I think it's also really, really important that we remember those that are less fortunate than us and think about what it is that we can do to brighten up their Christmases as well. I would like to greet everyone with Maligayang Pasko. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Mula sa Pilipinas, para sa SBS Filipino, ako si Shirley Escalante.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.